Two airlines that serve Fairbanks seasonally have made decisions that will decrease flights to the Golden Heart City. As KUAC's Dan Bross reports, one is related to increased fuel cost.
Denver-based Frontier Airlines is pulling out of the Fairbanks market. Explore Fairbanks president and CEO Deb Hickok says the carrier, which has provided summer service to Fairbanks out of its Denver hub since 2010, decided to drop Fairbanks because of higher jet fuel prices that have resulted from closure of Flint Hills North Pole refinery this spring.
And their letter to the airport definitely said that the jet fuel was the cost of the jet fuel was a deciding factor.
Hickok says Frontier, which will continue to fly to Anchorage, has also been pressured by United, which came in to compete in the Fairbanks Denver market.
And so they shrunk their season in response to that. But then the straw that broke the camel's back was the increased cost of jet fuel because of the Flint Hills refinery.
Flint Hills is still selling jet fuel to airlines at Fairbanks International, but instead of locally produced product, the fuel is now trucked in from Anchorage. Hickok says the higher cost of that jet fuel is an issue for all airlines serving Fairbanks.
We're hearing balking from other airlines for sure, and you know we are working with the airport and pitching new airlines, and we actually have one in particular that I'm thinking of that's very interested, but you know, when they run their cost analysis, the cost of jet fuel is important to that.
Hickok won't say which airlines Explore Fairbanks is trying to woo here, but described the conversation with one as active. She says finding an airline to replace Frontier is a priority because competition helps keep ticket prices in check. Explore Fairbanks and airport officials are looking to Petrostar, which still operates a local refinery, to step in as an airport jet fuel supplier, as well as a legislative fix. On another front, Japan Airlines is halving the number of charter flights it flies to Alaska this winter. Hickok says the carrier is dropping the number of Alaska winter charters from last year's 18 to 9, but all will be to Fairbanks. Hickok describes the reduction as temporary as the airline incorporates new Boeing Dreamliner aircraft and trains pilots. She says this winter's JAL Fairbanks charters will also wrap up in early February, short of the popular March Fairbanks visitor season.
We're optimistic that they will sell March. It's just that the consumer will come to Fairbanks via the way they used to come before the direct charters, and that's they'll take flights from Asia to Seattle and you can come Seattle Fairbanks.
Hickok says Fairbanks area lodges report they are booking blocks of rooms for March with Japanese tour operators. In Fairbanks, I'm Dan Bross.